As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
Another businessman. And you drive 1 hour and 5 minutes one way just to get to the crusade.
Yes, sir.
Well, come on and tell us what the Lord has done for you.
Well, ever since I've been coming up here, things have been happening in our business. We're a new startup company. We're in the tow truck business. We've been struggling along. The first night I seen him on TV, it was a Wednesday night. I told Angie, I said, Angie, I got to go see that man right there. Next night, Thursday night, we come up here. He prophesied, and ever since then, everything has been going just okay for Black Hawk Service Center.
All right. Did you say just
okay
for Black Hawk Service Center? All right, go ahead.
All right, now I'm going to keep on moving. It gets better from here. We had looked at a building. We don't have no money. My pocket's broke. They were broke. I told the man what I could do. The man ran me down. Said, hey, just write me a check. I'll hold it till you get some money.
All right. Sound like a favor?
It go the key right here. This is the proof right here. This is the key.
Let me see this. So that is the key to the
shop, right here. This is the key to Black Hawk Service Center shop right here.
No money, just the favor
of God, right here. The man ran me down. Said, just write me a check. I give it to you. Whenever you get the money, you come pay us. Right here.
So Black Hawk is on the way.
Black Hawk Service Center is on the way.
So, in other words, what you're saying, coming to this crusade has really been a blessing to you.
Really, 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 and truly been a blessing to us.
So what I'm preaching about, there's blessings in the mouth of the
prophet, and that's truth. You know what I'm saying? That is real truth. Now, I got one more thing, and I'm going to sit down because he got to go to work.
Touch somebody and tell him the prophet got to go to work.
See this business plan right here? The prophet played over our business plan. When the prophet prayed over our business plan, our motto used to be down here, when you need a tow, call Black Hawk. We changed it up. When you call Black Hawk, it's a done deal. So, it's a done deal. And not only that, God blessed us with an in-house finance man, has connections all over. Our in-house finance man. The guy told me what he wanted. We talked back and forth, and he came to work for me.
So God to set it up.
Set it up. I ain't have no money, nothing. But I believe God that if I kept on trying, everything would fall in line. And I didn't give up. A lot of days we went around. We didn't know how we was going to make it. But I got up every morning saying, let's go to work.
And so God showed up, and God showed up.
Showed up and showed out, and then some.
Man of God prophesied, and he challenged everybody's faith about sowing a seed. And it was, I'm a sower anyway, but this is one of the largest seeds that I had ever sown in my life. And I will say this, it was over $1,000 at that time. And that particular year after that, I got an increase in my finances for, I know it was a good $40,000 for that particular year that came up. But I even want to take you even a step further than that, because that particular seed allowed so many things to happen. Because my financial wealth had increased for that particular year, I walked into the Lexus dealership, because I got crazy faith. So I walked into the Lexus dealership, did not have to put a dime down based on that increase.
Based on that increase.
Based on that increase in what you talked about. And even to this day, based on that income I got for that particular year, got two major credit cards from two major banks. The Lord just put it in my spirit to go online and look up major banks. So I did just that, applied for it, and I'm telling you, I got a credit limit on both credit cards. Tried many times before, it never would happen for me. But I'm just telling you, man of God, I'm still reaping the benefits.
Just then he went in that morning, my daughter said she saw the judge pass coming up the hallway, and she said, oh my God. don't let him get in that room. And she looked and she saw him pass the room. And God sent a lady judge in there. And she said, this thing is an ongoing thing and it's wrapping up today. And my son-in-law is the quickest green card ever come in the mail. They said they never see anything of the sort. But look at it. When he got, they gave him the date. And when he got there, the date was before. And they sent him back a date. And the people, when he went back, they said, they never see anything like this. This is a miracle.
This is a green card miracle. Somebody clap your hands and tell God thank you.
He's a flight engineer, and he couldn't work. He might have to do little odds and ends. And now he's gone back flying.
We had come to your revival, and my son is in the prison in Nashville. Well, he'd come up for his parole hearing on the 12th. Well, exactly a week later, and you know, we'd come up through the prayer line, and you had took my husband's hand, mm-hmm. and the power of God took you over. You just went to speaking in tongues, and automatically after you went to speaking in tongues, you said, the Lord is going to take care of that boy behind bars. Woo! And we knew exactly what you were talking about. I believe you even was shocked because you looked around and you said, I know that word's for somebody. And we're saying, that's us. That's us. And I'm looking at Brother Martin. That's us. And see, because they said they'd really rather him do 4.5 years. And he'd done been in there just 2 years. And the other gentleman that was in trouble with him, his parole had got denied. But I knew when God spoke that God was going to move. Well, we had heard from Tyler after that. And he said, Mom, the rest of the people have got their scores back. He said, and I don't. So, you know, it's not looking good. Let him know, hey, the man of God didn't speak, and God didn't speak in vain. Woo. Well, we left from church the other night, called home, tell our husband we're on our way. And he was on the phone with Tyler. And he said, honey, said he called, said he made parole. God's word come to pass just exactly like he said. Yes. Even when the devil wanted to make it look like he wasn't going to come for it, just like God used Brother Broadnuts to say, God was going to work it out.
Yes, I was sitting down in my house feeling depressed. Everything was just coming down. And I hear you come on the radio. And I picked up my phone and I called you. And I told you I did a surgery on my eye, a retina. And they have to do another surgery on my eye. And I went back and I was so depressed and everything. And you pray for me and say that God is going to come true for me. And I went to the doctor. And oh, glory to God, I was set free. I didn't have to do another surgery.
God gave you a miracle.
And I just wanted to tell you that you're a man of God. My eyes feel light. I feel light. I feel like 100 years is off of me. And I just want to tell you that just keep up the good work. And before you leave back, I will be in your service. I will. I am a partner of you, and I will continue to be a partner.
Apostle Veronique, this is Doris Skinner. I just want to share a testimony with you. You prayed for my grandbaby, who's 9 months old now, and the baby was born with a hole in his heart. And they sent us down to Arsenis Hospital in New Orleans, Louisiana, for surgery. And when we got there for surgery, they told us to bring the baby home. The baby hole had closed in his heart. So I just want to thank you and praise God for the miracle. Amen.
Yes, anointed with that oil.
Anointed with that oil.
And the pain just went
away. The pain just went away. Hallelujah.
Somebody clap those hands and give God praise. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, dear. What happened to you?
I want to praise God for my shoulder pain this morning. I've had it for a couple of days.
So when you came here with shoulder pain for at least 2 days.
And it's gone.
And I never laid hands on you.
No, sir.
Just through the preaching of the word of God.
It's gone.
And you can move it?
It's gone.
It's gone?
It's gone.
Oh, somebody give God some praise.
And my blood pressure was like 220 over 120. Before I came to service, I had a real dizzy headache. And after he prayed and everything, it just went away. And I haven't had any dizziness since. And I thank God for that. And I thank you for praying.
So God gave you a
miracle. Yes, he did. Woo! And I'm going to tell it from now on because, I mean, I've been having a lot of problems and now I don't have the problem at all. And I thank God.
Now, how you feeling?
I'm great.
Tell us what happened to you when you came to the Lord. Take your time. That's all right.
I've had osteoarthritis bad in both knees for the last five
years, and I've been set free.
And now you're here.
I know my knees are fine, because when I've been down there, it hurt real bad.
It's not hurt.
But not anymore.
You can walk on them. You can run on them or go on down through there. Oh, you're bending down. Okay, pick them up. Let me see. Hey.
I'm not used to running.
You're not even, you couldn't run?
I couldn't run.
You couldn't do even that fast? What you just?
No, and I'm like, I didn't know how to run.
Woo!
So long.
Josh, she said it'd been so long she had forgot how to run. But look at her picking those legs up and giving her Jesus some praise. Did nobody do it but
Jesus.
My first name is Janice, born and raised in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
The night you was here, you called up everyone for prayer for cancer and everything. Well, they had diagnosed me with cancer in my breast.
Mm-hmm.
And to the point I had to wear like little breast pads because
mm-hmm.
my breast be leaking.
Mm-hmm.
And when you prayed for me, it felt like a burning sensation was going through my breast. And I just thank God because today and after that night of service, I don't have to wear no pads inside my bra. And let's just give God all the honor and glory.
When Apostle Brodnax pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
Well, praise the Lord, Pastor Barnett. This is my name is Sister Maddie Moore. You went to Pastor Jackson Church here in Brooklyn, and you prayed for me for my hepatitis C. And I want to tell you, praise the Lord, that my hepatitis C is gone and my liver is healed. Praise the Lord. Maddie Moore, you were at Pastor Jackson Church. Yo, Maddie Moore. And I thank you so much, and praise the Lord, and God bless you and your congregation and your family and wife. Oh, but that is my testimony. God healed me from hepatitis C, mad and more. God bless you.
Said that I was going to come up here and testify, so each time that I would come, I wouldn't come up here.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight I said I'm going to do it. Right. Pastor Cynthia brought me here one night, and you was here. And I had just got out of the hospital. They said my heart was condition was a rare fibrillating, heart fibrillating. And the second time I had went in there, they said it wasn't, they couldn't stop it. It was beating just like a drum, it wouldn't stop. And they said I was threatened a heart attack, a stroke, or all that. And the Lord allowed you to call me out. And it felt like explosions was going in my chest.
Ooh,
I couldn't walk from here to here. And I couldn't breathe good. It felt just a terrible feeling. But that night you prayed for me, I ain't been back to hospital since.
Woo! Somebody clap those hands and give him praise.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Brodnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Brodnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. Or call 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. And be sure to join us next time for another faith-filled word with Pastor Brodnax on the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast. Apostle J.L. Brodnax returns to Alexandria to pastor the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive, a church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. You can join us each Sunday for morning worship. For more information, 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT. Gina, Alexandria.